Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos. We're going to be doing Lamed Tes Omid Beis and Be'ezus Hashem Daf Mem. This is a very, very sad day for Klai Yisrael. I just was unfortunately hearing about the patira of the head of the Moetzes HaGedolah, the Novominsker, Rav Zatzal. So painful to say that Zatzal. He was a Godel B'Yisrael. We're learning the shiur Le'ili Nishmoso, but it's a very, very sad day for Klai Yisrael. On that very sad note, we begin the Gemara. The Gemara and the learning of the Gemara should be made in all the people that are in need of Refuah Shleima, and to protect all the people, we should all have a safe and healthy Chag Kosher V'Sameach. So we begin the very last lines, Lamed Tes Omid Aleph. Omer Rav Chista said, return to the Omid Beis, Mi Maisa She'asu Anshei Tveria, the Osri Lehul Rabbanim, from the story we had in our Mishnah about what the people in Tveria did, that they ran the cold water through a pipe, through the hot springs of Tveria, and in this way they heated up the water. And the rabbis said, no, you're not allowed to do that. They said, you can't get any benefit from the water that went through there. So we see, Botla Hatmana, the Dover Hamosif Hevel. We can learn out over here, the halacha, as Rashi says, Nesra Hatmana, we are forbidden to go and insulate something with something that will add heat. Bedover Hamosif Hevel. This is a very important principle in regards to Hatmana. The things that add heat, you're not allowed to be matmin on them. The Hami Bod Yom, not Nushama Silam. What did they do? They put that pipe before Shabbos going through the water. They didn't do anything on Shabbos. The water went through by itself. And the Neshat Hatzoninim Mitzchanmin Bekach, all by themselves. So Afagad Vimela also, even though they had nothing to do with it. So we see here a very important principle that you're not allowed to do Hatmana with something that's most of Hevel, even before Shabbos, if it's going to occur on Shabbos. And this, as the Gemara says, you're not even allowed to do this on Erev Shabbos. Ula disagrees. Amar Ula. Ula says, no, halacha k'anshei Tveria. No, the Chachamim were wrong. The anshei Tveria were right. And you're in fact allowed to go and use the water that went through that pipe because you did it all on Erev Shabbos. What's the issue? However, that's not the halacha. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman told him, no, kvar tavrinu anshei Tveria. He said the people in Tveria, the Anshei Tveria themselves, destroyed their own pipe. In other words, they agreed that the Chacham were right. They said, no, our opinion is wrong. You're not allowed to be matmin, do hatman over here with Dover Mosef Hevel. And they said, in fact, we will no longer do that, and that the Chachamim are right. Now we go back and we quote the Mishnah. Maisa she'asu Anshei Tveria. We had the Mishnah story where the Anshei Tveria went and put the pipe with cold water on Erev Shabbos through the hot water of Tveria, and the rabbis told them, Chazal said, no, this is no different. We're going to ask you from using this water on Shabbos. No different than if you were to have done the actual heating up over here of the water on Shabbos, and therefore you're not allowed to go drink from this water, and you're not allowed to do rechitza from this water. So Gemara now questions, my rechitza, what exactly was the issa rechitza that the Chachon said you're not allowed to use this water for? Ilema Rechitza is called Gufo. If you're telling me you're not allowed to go and take a bath, the entire body, and put your entire body into the bath, so Gemara says, Elochamim Shulchum B'Shabbos Hu Da'asirin. It's only water that was heated up on Shabbos that was Asir. That's the problem over here with the water that is coming through and being heated up on Shabbos. That's the time you're not allowed to do an entire bath in hot water, implying, Ha'achamim Shulchum Me'er B'Shabbos Mutarim, and implying that you're allowed to do this on, well, take a hot bath with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, that's not allowed. But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Chamim Shehuchmu Me'erev Shabbos. If you have over here water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, so on Shabbos, Lebachar, you're only allowed Rochetz Ben Ponav Yod V'Raglam. If you have hot water prepared from before Shabbos, you can wash your face, your hands, your feet. They used to wash their feet. They walked around in these open sandals or even barefoot, and their feet would get dirty, so they would regularly wash their feet. Today, this doesn't apply. I mentioned many times, we don't really have this din, even when you're allowed to wash your hands and your face, so we don't have a din that you wash your feet normally. In any event, they would be allowed, with the water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, to wash their face and their hands and their feet. However, avolo kol gufo, even if you heated up the water on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and wash your entire body. You can't take a bath in such water. So Allah Chasuk Kam, if you can't use it, water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos to wash your body, so what do you need to tell me over here that you're not allowed to do this when it's heated up on Shabbos? So that can't be the point of our Mishnah. So Ella, our Mishnah is telling us over here, Ella, Panav Yod V'Raglav, it's telling us that you're allowed to heat up water on Erev Shabbos and use that water to wash your face, your hands, and your feet. But water that was heated up on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do. Gemara says, if that's correct, if that's the way you want to learn this rechitza, discussion, so that Amos said, you've got to keep on reading the Mishnah. It says, B'yom Tov, on Yontif itself, Kichamim Shehuchim B'yontif. So then, the water that went through this pipe on Erev Yontif, and now they want to use it on Yontif, it has the same din as if it was heated up on Yontif. Now, what's the din for water heating up on Yontif? V'asurim b'richitza umetorim b'shasiyah. You're not allowed to go and wash yourself with it. However, you are allowed to drink with it, because on Yontif, you're allowed to heat up stuff for ochel nefesh. Now, whose opinion is this, that you're not allowed to use that water for richitza? That, lema, tanan stomo ke beishamay. That's beishamay's opinion, that you're not allowed to use this water, which is good for drinking, and you're not allowed to use it for washing. That's only beishamay's opinion. Tanan, we learn in the Gemara in Beitza, the Mishnah in Beitza, where it says that only beishamay holds you can't use that water for rechitza. Beishamay omim, lo yochim odam chanim l'raglov, elim kein ruyim l'shasiya. Beishamay has a much stricter opinion than we'll see Beisela's opinion, and they say you're not allowed to heat up water on Yontif unless it's potable water, unless it's able to be drunk. If it's able to be drunk, then you'd be allowed to go wash your hands and feet with it. However, Beis Hillel's opinion is matirim, you're allowed to do this. So now, if you're saying that our Mishnah is that you're not allowed to go and use this water for rechitza if it was heated up on Erev Yontif because it has the same din as Yontif, that means that it's following Beis Shammai's opinion. We really want to restrict our opinion to only be like the opinion of Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel? That's very difficult to swallow. So the Gemara says you're right. Amravika bar Chananya, you know what we're talking about over here? There's a difference between washing your entire body and what we call lishtatev behen. If you look at the Rashi, Di Ramasko Lishtatev, it's on the last of the wide lines of the Rashi, the fourth line. He says, Shenosein al gufo umishtatev. You sort of say, like, partner with the water. It's a shower. As opposed to the Rechitza that we previously talked about, that was taking a bath. Here it's talking about taking a shower. So Ravika Bar Chananya says that this is referring to over here that you're allowed to go and shower with such water. So what is the Shita of the Chachamim? So basically you have, if you heated up water on Shabbos, so therefore it went through this pipe and the water was heated up on Shabbos, so then the Chacham say that you're not allowed to go and drink that water on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to do rechitza with that water on Shabbos, and rechitza with that water on Shabbos means even l'hishtatev. You can't take a bath, and you can't even take a shower on Shabbos with that water. But if it was heated up on Erev Shabbos, so then while you're not allowed to go and take a bath with such water, there is an opinion, which we'll see, is the opinion of Reb Shimon, that you are allowed to go and use that water for showering on Shabbos. That's the das of Reb Shimon, as we'll see in a moment. And when you heat it up on Yontif, so that water is also usher to be taking a bath or even a shower on Yontif. But if you heat it up on Erev Yontif, so then, while you're not allowed to go and take a bath with that water on Yontif, you would be allowed to go take a shower, lishtatev, with that water on Yontif. And that's what Ravika tells us. Lishtatev ben kol gufo askinan. There's a difference between taking a bath and taking a shower. B'hai tanhu, and this is in fact an opinion of Rabbi Shimon in the three remachlokas that we have in the following brisa. The Tanya, because it says in this brisa, there's a Tosefta later on in the Masechta, and it says, the Tanya, lo yishtatev odom kogufo ben nechamim ben mitzonin. The first, most machmir opinion says that not only can you not take a bath, but you can't even take a shower, not on your entire body, and not even with hot water, and not with cold water. This is the most machmir opinion, divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. He basically goes there, cold water because of the hot water, and he says you can't take a shower because you may come to take a bath. So he is the most machmir opinion. Then we have the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is matir over here. He says, no, you're allowed to go and do shituf lehishtatev, your entire body. He says, matir, even kol gufo, you can rinse, you can take a shower with your entire body over here, whether it's with hot water or whether it's cold water. He didn't make any xeris over here as long as the water was heated up before Shabbos. And then we have a compromise position of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he forbids you b'chamin osur. He doesn't allow you to go and do your entire body with chamin, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos. However, with cold water, b'tzonein mutter, he takes the position of Rabbi Shimon in regards to cold water, he takes the position of Rabbi Meir in regards to hot water. So he's the pshara opinion, no pun intended, he's the lukewarm opinion. He follows Rav Meir in one regard with hot water, but he follows Rabbi Shimon in regards to cold water. And this opinion that we brought down, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Gemara continues and says, Amar Chista Machlokes Bechli. This Machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda in regards to whether you can use hot water or not. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Rabbi Shimon says yes. That's only if the water is in some sort of a Kli. But if the water is in the ground, you have hot water in the ground, so then both Rabbi Yehuda and he's molded to Rabbi Shimon that you could use hot water in that situation. Where it says, I don't understand. How can that be? Where were these wells, these hot springs of Tveria? They're in the ground. They're not Kalim. And yet, the Chachamim forbid this. So I don't understand. So he says, you're right, that's not correct. If Rav Chisda said something that there's a machlokes, this is where Rav Chisda said his machlokes. This is what Rav Chisda said. Machlokes bekarka. The machlokes between Rav Shimon and Yehuda is when the water's in the ground. Rabbi Shimon says you can use the hot water in this situation, and Rabbi Yehuda says you can't. However, avo b'kli, if you're dealing with some sort of a kli that has the hot water in it, divrei kol, even Rabbi Shimon is motivated to Rabbi Yehuda in that situation, that would be usher, even to go and take a shower. How do we paskin? I'm Rabbi Baruchana, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Baruchana paskin, Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. We take the in-between position over here of Rabbi Yehuda, that with cold water, yes, with hot water, no. And this is the opinion that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to go take water, even if you heat it up before Shabbos, and take a bath or a shower with that water. In these days of COVID-19, there are Piskei Halacha that Rav Shechta Shlita has put out that says, under certain circumstances, that one would be allowed to go and shower if somebody, for example, is a doctor or a nurse coming back from the hospital, and they shower every day, so they might be allowed to go and take a shower on Shabbos over here because of Sofek Pikuach Nefashos, but just for pleasure purposes, absolutely not. Our minog, the way we paskin, is that we don't even take a shower or bath with cold water, never mind with hot water, even if it was hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, and certainly cold water, even though there's no Isra over here, the minog is not to go and bathe on Shabbos or Yontif. There are extenuating circumstances. We're not here to really discuss the halacha l'maisa, but this is the source for many of these dinim. So this is the halacha that Rabbi Baruchana paskin and Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yosef asked him. Now, Rabbi Yosef was a bar plukta of Rabbi Baruchana. So he asked him, when you're saying over here that you heard that the halacha is from Rabbi Yochanan in this way, so he said, Amalei beferish mi halach? Did you beferish hear Rabbi Yochanan say this? Or miklolosh mi halach? Or did you hear this indirectly through some sort of a inference that he said a certain general rule, and as a result of that, you are posking that rule applies over here. More we'll say in a moment, what difference does it make? But first it asks, my klala, what is this general rule that you heard Rav Yochanan make, that you're thinking that that's why the halach would be over here? So Gemara says, the Omer of Tanchum, Omer Rav Yochanan, Omer Yanai, Omer Rav, this is a girsa that we have, but it should be Rabbi. It says on the side, it should be Rabbi. In any event, this whole chain of Amoraim and Tanoim say that the halach is whenever you have a three-way machlokas, and you have one opinion on the extreme left and one opinion on the extreme right. So you have these three opinions over here. You have the two on the extremes. So the echod machriya, and the middle one, so to say, is going to be the deciding factor as to which position we take. Halacha kedivriya machriya. The middle opinion is the one that we paskin like. And the understanding behind this is simple. If you have, let's say, opinion A, B, and C. A is the extreme left, C is the extreme right, and B is in the middle. So you have B that's going to be agreeing with A in one thing, and he's going to be agreeing with C in another thing. So you have, in our case over here, where one says you can't use the hot or the cold water, and the other one says you can use the hot and the cold water. So the middle opinion says you can't use the hot, but you can use the cold. So the middle opinion agrees with the strictest opinion that you can't use the hot. So now it's two against one. So therefore, the middle opinion wins out. And when the middle opinion agrees with the more lenient opinion, so now it's two against one the other way. Yes, you can use cold water, but you can't use hot. It's two against one. So the idea behind the Deah Shlishi Achriya Bineyem, the middle shita is going to hold sway, win the day, because it's basically now making it 2-1 in each of these situations. You have the two extremes, but the middle opinion gathers together with the extreme opinion on one thing on the left and the extreme opinion on the right, and in each of those situations, now 2-1, and that's how we paskin. That's the understanding behind Hadea Shlishi Achriya Bineya. So this is a general rule. This is the klal that Rav Yosef was asking. Is this the klal that Rav Yochanan is what you're basing it on? Is Rav Yochanan from this klal that we hold the halacha k'deah shlishi achriya b'neihem, and we just bring now the exception to this rule? This is the general rule that they said over the name of Rabbi, except chutz mikulei matlon. It's except for a machlokas that we had early in the Masechta regarding a certain type of a shmata that was a certain size and was it considered significant or not significant, where there we didn't have this rule of the Deah Shlishi Achriya B'Neim. And what was that machlokas? Just to remind us, Shaf Bish Rabbi Elezer Machmer. We had Rabbi Elezer, the most extreme shita, and the Machmer on the left, and Rabbi Yeshua Mekel. He was the most extreme shita on the right. I'm using the terms left and right here, not in the vernacular sense that they're used, just as one shita versus the other shita. So you have an extreme shita on one side. That's Rabbi Elezer who's Machmi. You have an extreme shita on the other side, Yeshua, that's Mekel. And Rabbi Akiva was Machriya. He held in some ways like Rabbi Eliezer. He held in some ways like Rabbi Yeshua. So in that situation, the halacha was not like the shita of Rabbi Akiva, who was the Machriya between them. That's the exception to the rule. Why? Here we say, Ein halacha k'divrei Machriya, because two reasons. Number one, Chada, the Rabbi Akiva Talmudu. Rabbi Akiva was a famous Talmud of both Rabbi Yeshua, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, and this is Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Elezer HaGadol. They were his two great Talmud. There was two great Rabbeim. He was the great Talmud of these two Rabbeim. So you don't have a Talmud being the Machriya between these two Rabbeim. So that's number one. Chada, the Rabbi Akiva Talmudu. And number two, and we turn now to Mem Amud Aleph, Ha Chada be Rabbi Akiva, Lagabi the Rabbi Yeshua. We remember the Gemara over there on Dav Chav Tes, where Rabbi Akiva ultimately retracted his position and he was molded to the position of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, it can't be over here a case of a Deah HaShlishi Achriya B'Neim. The Machriya is going to be the way we paskin. But that's the exception to the rule. We normally do paskin like that. Rabbi Tanchum said over in the name of the other Amorim, in the name of Rabbi. And this is the klal that Rabbi Yosef is asking. Is this why you're paskining over here like the middle shita, like Rabbi Shimon, because of this rule of a Deah HaShlishi Achriya B'Neim? And the Gemara says, okay, yeah, let's say he is. So why do you care? Why, Rabbi Yosef, are you so interested in saying, did you hear this beferish from Rabbi Yochanan? Or is it from this klal? This klal is right, so what difference does it make? Why are you worried that maybe he's just passing this from an inference from this klal? The Gemara says, oh, if it was an inference from the klal, then no, then this would be different. Dilma, hani mili b'masnisin. When we just brought down this halacha, the Rabbi Tanchum said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yani, in the name of Rabbi, that the Deah HaShlishi Achriya B'Neim, that this principle of the Machriya is how we paskin. Maybe that's only when it deals with the machlokas in the Mishnah. Avo Brais alo, but our machlokas over here between Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon is from a Braisa. And maybe this klal doesn't apply in a Braisa. It only applies in the Mishnah. So if you're telling me miklalo, so maybe then it's not a good klal over here. So where it says, so what was Rabbi Barachana's way of learning from Yochanan? So he told Rav Yosef, he told his Bar Plukta, no, I didn't learn this from the klal, and therefore you're saying the klal might not be applicable in this situation because it's a Braisa, not a Mishnah. No, I heard Rav Yochanan say beferish that the halacha over here is like Rabbi Shimon. Okay. Gemara continues and says, Itmar chamim shuhuchmu b'Erev Shabbos. If you have water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, going through the pipe, for example. So Rav Amar Lemochor Rochets Bohen Kol Gufo Ever Ever. Rav is Mekel over here. Rav says that you're allowed to go and wash your body, not a shower. You can even go and bathe, but you have to do this one Ever at a time. So you wash your right arm, then you wash your left arm, then you wash your right leg, then you wash your left leg. However you're going to do this over here, you're allowed to wash your entire body as long as you're doing it Ever Ever, one body part at a time. That's Rav's more Mekel opinion over here. However, Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel is more machmer. Shmuel amar lo itiru lirchotzel upon of your other raglav. You're only allowed to wash your hands, your face, or your legs. You're not allowed to go wash your entire body, even though the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. So he disagrees. He says you can't wash your entire body. Like Rav says, even though you're doing it Erev the Erev, you only can wash your upon of your other raglav. Mor is going to now slug up Rav. We're going to have multiple attempts to slug up Rav, and we'll be ultimately successful. Mor says, Meisvei. They're going to question Rav's statement. Rav is saying you can do it, call Gufo, Aver, Aver, but that's not what the Braisa says. Now, Rav is Tana who appalled. We always can have Rav argue with the Tana if we have to, but we don't ever like to say that unless we have no choice. So, what it says over here in the Braisa that Rav is wrong, so Rav can't just, we don't simply just say, well, Rav can argue with the Braisa. So the Braisa says, Chamim Shuhuchmu Erev Shabbos. If you have hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos. So what does the Braisa say you're allowed to do with this? It says, only Lemocha Rochitz Boy and Pondam Yodhir Raglov Avo Lo Kol Gufo. It says, Beferish over here, that you're only allowed to go and wash your hands, your face, and your legs, but not your entire body. Tiyufta de Rav, that's exactly not what Rav said. So therefore, it's a Tiyufta, it's a proof against Rav. So Gemara says, no, Rav can simply answer. Amalach Rav, read it carefully. Lo kol gufo bevas achas el eva eriva. It doesn't say that you're not allowed to go wash your entire body. It just says that you can't wash it all at once, but you could do it eva eriva, like my shita. Aydimor says, v'ha'pon of yod v'ragel tani. It didn't just say eva eriva. It said only your pon of yod v'ragel. So how can you tell me that it means aver aver? So Rav says, no, it does, because it means ke'ein pon of yod v'raglav. Just like you wash your face, and then you wash your hands, and then you wash your feet, so too, you can then wash your chest, and then you can wash your abdomen, and then you can wash the other parts of your body. So therefore, as long as you're doing it aver aver, that's like pon of yod v'raglav, and there is no problem. Okay, Rav survived this first challenge. Try again. Toshma, another brisa. It says, Lo itiru lirchotz b'chamim shuchmu b'erev Shabbos. The brisa says, b'feirush, you're not allowed to use hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, except elo pono v'yod v'raglav, only for your hands, your face, and your legs. So, clearly, that's not what Rav said. Rav said, you can wash your whole body, aver, aver, kash again on Rav. And Rav answers the same way he did a minute ago. Hochanami says, Ka'ein pun of yod v'raglav. It means like your face, your hands, and your legs. As long as you're doing aver aver, one limb at a time, one part at a time, you're okay. So again, Rav survives this challenge. So we have two challenges against Rav, and he survives both of them. But the third one, he's not going to survive. Here we have a brisa that says exactly like Shmuel. Tanya kavasi the Shmuel. Here you have a brisa that says beferish like Shmuel, and there's no way Rav could reinterpret this brisa to support his shita. The brisa says again, chamim shuchu on erev Shabbos. If you heat up water on erev Shabbos, what are you allowed to do with it on Shabbos? Lamachar it says rochets ben pon of yod v'raglav. You're only allowed to go and wash your face, your hands, your legs. Avolo kol gufo aver aver. It says here beferish, not like Rav. You're not allowed to go wash the rest of your body. You only can wash your face, your hands, and your legs, but not aver, aver, your entire body, even one body part at a time. And certainly, and if you're not allowed to do this with water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, you certainly can't do this with water that was heated up on Yontif itself. And this is essentially Tiyufta de Rav, because this Brisa clearly doesn't follow Rav. It follows the opinion of Shmuel, and here there's no way to reinterpret it like the first two Brises that they could follow Rav's opinion as well. That's the first version of this story. We have a different version now. Vika the Amre. Rabba Masli Lo Loho Shmaitza the Rab Bahailishna. Rabba, when he said over this Gemara, so he learned the Shmaitza, he learned the Halachovia of Rab and Shmuel in the following Lashon, in the following manner. He had the opinion, the Cham and Shuchmu Erev Shabbos, he learned this, that if you're talking about water that was heated up in Erev Shabbos, Rav said, L'mochar Omar Rav, Rochets Bohen Kogufu. He says that Rav's opinion was that you can wash your entire body, Umeshayer Aver Echad. You could even take a bath but leave one part of your body unbathed. That's what Rav said. Not that you wash Aver Aver. He says you wash your whole body, except for one Aver. That's like a hecker over here, so people won't mistakenly think that you can do this on Shabbos. But Gemara then says, Esve Kolani Tiyufta. So they asked these three brises. Now, you can't learn these three brises the way Rav originally learned them according to version number one, because there it said, like pun of Yod V'raglav. That was his answer for the first two brises. Here, it's not like pun of Yod V'raglav. He says you can do your whole body at one time with just leaving one limb out. And certainly the third brisa, which says Beferish, not like Rav, also remains a Tiyufta. So Gemara says, you're right, Tak, according to this version, Tiyufta. All three of the brises are going to be a Tiyufta against Rav. According to the first version, only the last one is a Tiyufta against Rav. So now Rav Yosef goes and asks Abaye. Again, Rav Yosef was the Bar Plukta of Rabbah throughout Shas, and Abaye learned by Rabbah, and he learned by Rav Yosef. Rabbah was originally the head of the Beis Medrash. It was really originally going to be offered to Rav Yosef, and he was very smart. He said, no, let Rabbah take it for us, and he ended up living an extra long period of time, 20 plus years, because he let Rabbah go be the head of the Beis Medrash first. He was the Rosh Yeshiva first, and then after Rabbah passed away, then Rav Yosef took over for another 2.5 years. So Rav Yosef asked the star pupil of Rabbah, Abaye, the following Shaila. He said, Amalei Rav Yosef Lo Abaye. The Rebbe, Rav Yosef, asked his Talmud Abaye, who also learned by Rabbah, Rabbah, your Rebbe, Rabbah, mi ka'ovid kishmaise de Rav. Did he, in fact, follow this practice of Rav? In other words, either like the first version, to wash his body with hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, aver, aver, or like the second version even, that he washed his whole body except for one aver. So he asked the Talmud, Abaye, what was your Rebbe's practice over here? Did he, in fact, do this or not? So Amalei, lo yadana. So Abaye said, I don't know. So Gemara says, Mighty Boyle, what exactly was Rav Yosef's question? After all, we just slugged up Rav. So Pshita, the low of it, the Ha'itosef. He's asking his Talmud, he's asking Abaye, did your Rebbe, Rabba, follow a practice of Rav that was slugged up? Is that the question? Doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, now we have the Gears of Dilma, but it says on the side that the Marshal erases this. I'm not sure why, but it says, Lo Shmi'alei. Either Dilma Lo Shmi'alei. Maybe he didn't hear, or he obviously didn't hear, or else, why would he have asked, did Rabba follow that opinion that was slugged up? So Gemara says, and if he didn't hear, V'lo Shmi'alei, Vadi Ovid, are you saying over here that if he didn't hear, then he definitely would have followed? Is that your implication, Rav Yossi? That's what you're saying, that you know that Rabba was a star pupil of Rav, and he would follow anything that Rav did? So is that your thought? V'lo Shmi'alei, Vadi Ovid? But I'll show you that's not right. The Omer Abaye, Kol Milei Demar Ovid Kirav, that when Rav paskin something, so Rabba always followed everything that Rav paskined, except Bar Mehanit Flos, the Ovid Kishmul, except for three situations, we followed like Shmuel. So your implication is that if he didn't specifically know that it was slugged up, he would have followed it. In a moment, the Gemara is going to prove that that's not right. So right now, we're suggesting that your implication is that Rav was always the way that Rabba paskined, with these three exceptions. Bar Mehanit Flos, the Ovid Kishmul. We're here in these three, he did like Shmuel, but in every other case, he did like Rav. So therefore, one of these three, Meitilin Bemegid Lebegid, we had this early in the Gemara, that we had this on Daf Chav Beis, where we said, if you have a pair of tzitzis and you want to take off one begid and you put on another begid, so Rav had said that you're not allowed to do that, but Shmuel said that you could. And Madlik Miner Lener, Rav had said that you're not allowed to go light one of the Chanukah licht to the other Chanukah licht, and Shmuel said that you can. And there's a famous machlokis that we've had many times already in our Masechta, and that's between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Huda about a Dovish and a Miskaven. Are you allowed to do that or not? So can you drag a big chair and make a charitz, make a ditch, a hole in the ground, if you're not intending to do so? And Ravid said, no, I passed like Rabbi Yehuda. And Shmuel had said, halachic Rabbi Shimon begriva, that we paskin, that it's a Dovish and a Miskaven, so you are allowed to do this. So except for these three places where Rabba paskin like Shmuel, every place else, Rabba passed like Rav. So our implication is that if Rabba did not hear that Rav was slugged up, he mustama would have passed over here like Rav, that you're allowed to go and take a shower on Shabbos, Aver, or your entire body, except one Aver, as long as the water was heated up on Erev Shabbos. Where it says, no, that's not correct. Because Kechum made the Rav of it. He always passed like Rav when Rav was the Machmir Shita. So then he always took Rav's position. However, if here Rav is the more maker opinion, Shmuel is the more machmer opinion. Shmuel said you can't use this water except for part of the other Raglav who was heated up in Erev Shabbos to wash on Shabbos. And Rav was the maker who said you can do either Aver or your entire body except one Aver. So maybe Rabba didn't follow Rav's opinion blindly, automatically, if it was Lekula. He only followed him blindly when it was Lechumra. So we can't bring it right. Mark continues and says, Tana Rabbanan, the Chachamim taught in the following braisa, Merchot Shepakiku Nirkovov Me'erev Shabbos. They have to understand the way their bathhouses were. And you see from Rashi over here that they basically had some sort of a heating system underneath their bathhouses, and they could open or close that heating system, and the water was obviously hot beforehand. It would stay hot for a certain period of time, but it didn't get heated up anymore. So that's the situation we're talking about. Merchot shepokiku nekovav, they closed up the holes that would allow the heat to come into the bathhouse in the Erev Shabbos. So they closed it up in Erev Shabbos, so nothing is actually being heated up on Shabbos. So the water stays hot, however, lemotzi Shabbos rochitz bomiyad, and you can continue staying in this water. It's not going to cool down totally, but you don't have to wait kideshiyasu, you don't have to wait motzi Shabbos, the amount of time that it would take to have heated it up, because nobody heated it up on Shabbos. And therefore, you can go immediately, Motzi Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos, Roches, Bo Miyad. Not a problem. However, Parkiku Nekova Be'erev Yontif, if you did this on Erev Yontif, this was on Erev Shabbos, if you did it on Erev Yontif, then you're even on Yontif allowed to go in there, Lemocha Nichnas Umezia. You can go in there and use it as a Shvitz. So you can go in there and sweat, because it's going to be very, very hot in there. So therefore, you're allowed to go in there even on Yontif and Shvitz. And then when you come out of the inner Shvitz, the Yotzei Umishtatev B'beis Hachitzon, and then you can go take a shower in the outer chamber. You couldn't take a shower in the inner chamber, Rashi says, because in Dibro Maskum Mishtati Vesemechus, he says this is you're allowed to take it over here in the Beis Achitzon Shilifnei Amerchutz, which is on the outside of the Merchutz before you enter the Merchutz, but not below Besolch Merchutz, not inside, because if people see you coming out from the inside soaking wet, Shelo Yomru Rochetzu, that you took a bath inside the inner chamber. Kidamrina, the Osu Es Rechitza, they didn't allow you to do Rechitza on the inner chamber. Avol HaZeya Hitira, but they let you Shvitz in there. The Eich Hi Zeya, what's the Zeya? Omed O Yoshi Beveis Merchutz, that's when you're just standing there or sitting there in the Beis Merchutz. However, they don't know sin maimelo, but you don't put any water on you. And v'hu mischani mazia, but because of the heat over there, you just it's a schwitz, and you go in there and schwitz, and then you come out. You're allowed to go and shower in the outer room. That is the opinion that the Braisa says. And on this, the Amor Rav Yehuda comes along and says, "I'm Rav Yehuda. Ma'isa b'merchah shel b'nei brak. There once was such a contraption, a bathhouse over here in b'nei brak. Shepokiku nikov of me'er yontif, where they actually closed off." The heating vents over here on Erev Yontif, and then on Yontif, Lamocha Nichnas Rabbi Elaz ben Azayah Rabbi Akiva, these two great Gedolim, these Tanoim came in there, they ziubo, and they went inside to the bathhouse, which you're allowed to do, and they use it as a schwitz. They didn't wash themselves in there, and then Viyatsu Vinishtatu with Beis Achitzot, and then they went and took a shower in the outer room. But they only did this because Elo Shechamim Shalom Mechupim in Asarim, and that's because this area over here, it had a bathtub in it, but it was covered up with some sort of boards or planks, and therefore there was no concern that anybody would think that they were actually going and bathing over there in that outer area. However, when this story that Rabbi Yehuda said came in front of the Chachamim, that this is what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva did, so the Chachamim said they were even more machmir than you had to be. The Chachamim said, Amru, even though in this Beis Achitzo, if you didn't cover up the bathtub over there, it still would be allowed. That's not a problem. So the bottom line is that you clearly see that you're allowed to use this Shvitz over here on Yontif. However, Umisharabu over Yaveira, when people started being fakers over here, and they said that, you know what, we didn't take a bath inside, we just did a Shvitz inside, but they really took a bath inside. So therefore, his chilu lesor. So the rabbi said, in this situation, you're not allowed to go and go to the shvitz over here, because the people are lying. They're saying that they just went in there for a shvitz, but they went in there to bathe. So therefore, the rabbi said, we're not even allowing you to go in there to shvitz anymore. But we see the halacha originally was you could go in there to have a shvitz, just couldn't bathe. However, they said, Ambatios shel krachim, but the large bathhouses of the large cities over here, metayel behem v'no choshesh. Apparently, again, it's not clear to me exactly, but these were places where you could take a shpatzir. You could actually walk through them. They were large places. So the rabbis never forbade you from going in these places, even though they didn't let you go in there in Shvitz anymore, but you could take a walk through over there because nobody would be concerned. Nobody would have any concern that you actually were Shvitzing in there because this was a normal activity. People would take a walk through this area over here. It must be a large plaza-like area. And there were places we went into a schwitz, and that they wouldn't allow, that they made exera, because the people then were really taking a bath and saying they were only doing a schwitz, but they let you still walk through there. Now, we call these people over yavera. What exactly happened? I already explained it. The Gemara says, my over yavera. What are we talking about? They said the following. The halacha is technically that if you heated up water before Shabbos, there's nothing wrong with it. You'd be allowed to use that water. What's the issur? However, people started taking advantage and they started cheating. So hischilu habalonim lohochim b'shabbos. So the people would want to have hot water, and the bath attendants over there, the balonim, they said, ooh, we don't have enough hot water, so we better go and heat up more hot water. Again, some of the farshas said they didn't actually do this at the raisa, whatever. They did something over here that they weren't allowed to do, and they said the water was heated before Shabbos, but it really was heated now on Shabbos. So the rabbis caught on to this, and the rabbi said, Asru Sechamas. So he said, okay, now you can't take a bath in hot water on Shabbos. We don't care whether it's heated up before Shabbos. We're not allowing you to do this because there were some people that were heating it up on Shabbos. So because of these Ovri Avera, the rabbis made Xera. However, still at this point, Vitiris is there. They let you go in there and Shvitz. They didn't let you go there and bathe, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, but you could go in there to Shvitz. However, guess what? People would still go and bathe inside there, which the rabbi said wasn't allowed, and say, oh no, we're not bathing. We were just schwitzing. We weren't bathing. But they were really bathing. So therefore the rabbi said, okay, now you're taking advantage. We're not going to let you go and schwitz as well. So they didn't even allow you to go do a schwitz in that situation. However, they still allowed you to go to the Chamei Tveria. V'tiru Chamei Tveria. They didn't make this gezera on the Chamei Tveria. But then what people did was, v'adayin ha'yirochitzim Chamei Or. They went and they took a bath in pools that were heated up with fire. And they said, we didn't go heat up in a bath that was heated up with a fire. We just went into the Chamei Tveria. They were lying. So they were again cheating. So the rabbis went again. Said, if you're going to take advantage, so we're going to answer that as well. So even though technically you could go in the Chamei Tveria, it's not a problem. So the rabbi said no, because the people were lying and said they were going in the Chamei Tveria when they're really going in pools that were heated up with Chamei Ur, heated up with a fire. However, the Hitiru Lana Setzone, the rabbis in that situation only made it forbidden with hot water. They didn't yet forbid you with cold water. Now, they then saw that this was the Gzera She'ena Tzibu Yichol Lamud Ba. Ro'u She'ena Dover Omid Lehem. This was too much of a restriction. As Rashi says over here, Shelo Ha'yitzibu Yichol L'kabel Mitoch She'asru Lehem Esakol. If the rabbis make too many restrictions, then it's going to all fall apart. And the people say, well, we can't do this. So then they go back and do the real Issa that the rabbis made the original Gzera for. So sometimes Tafasta Meruba, Lo Tafasta. If you make too much, you don't get it all. Tafasta Mua, Tafasta. But if you make a smaller Gzera, if you make a smaller restriction, so then that will work. So that's what the rabbis did. They retracted. So Hitiru Lehem Chamei Tveria. They went back and allowed them to use the Chamei Tveria and Bezeya B'Mekom HaOmedes. However, the restriction against using the Shvitz, that they left in place. So they only restricted the Chamei Tveria part and said, we're not going to be concerned that you're going to use Chamei Ho'or, but they said, no, we are concerned that if we allow you to use the Shvitz, then you're going to go and take a bath. So therefore, that restriction was left in place. Markatina says, Omar Rava said, Hai Mandi Ovar Ad Rabbanon. If somebody goes against the Dinder Rabbanon, Shari Limikrele Arayana. We're allowed, we are in fact calling this person a sinner. He didn't do a sin daraisa yet. If he goes against the words of Chazal, so then we still call him a sinner. Now, Kiman, whose opinion does this go in accord with? So we turn to Yomi Beis. It goes like the following Tanoic opinion, Kiai Tana. It goes like the following Tana that said that we just learned that they called them Avayanim. So that's the Gemara that is the proof that you can call such people sinners. Gemara continues and says, we said, Ambat Yosho Krachim Mitayel Behen Veinu Choshesh. When the rabbis made the Gzeira, they said, you're not allowed to go into the Shvitz, but you're allowed to take a Shpatzir. You can walk through these large bathhouses of the large cities. And we don't have to be concerned. Nobody's going to suspect that you went in there to go in Shvitz. Gemara says, we qualify that. Omer Rava, Dafka Krachin. That's only the Krachin of the large cities. Avo de Kfarim, the little shtat, the little villages, lo. That you're not allowed to go and walk through the bathhouses in those little places. So why are you allowed to walk through the bathhouses in the large city and not in the small cities? What's the difference? My time up, what's the rationale behind this? Someone says it's all dependent upon the size. Even the Zutrin, in the small villages, so they had small bathhouses. They had 10 guys living in the village, so they don't need to have a 50-capacity bathhouse. They have a very small bathhouse. And therefore, Nafish Havlayu, it's going to be very hot. And therefore, in the small bathhouses, so just walking through them is like a Schwitz. So therefore, the rabbi said no. But in the large bathhouses, you have to really go into the actual Shvitz area in order to get a Shvitz, and not just by walking through there. Therefore, they were not gozer on the Kfarim, but they were gozer. They weren't gozer on the Krachim, but they were gozer on the Kfar. New Braisa, Tanu Rabbanon, Mischamim Odom Kineged HaMedura. This is a related concept over here, that a person is allowed to go and heat himself up near a fire, near a medura, it would be like a big torch, it would be like an oven or a furnace, the yotzei umishtati bitzonin, and then after you're heated up over there, so you want to cool off, so you can go and shower in cold water. However, that's the only way you can do it. You can't do the reverse. Uvavad, you can't go first and shower. Shelo yishtati b'tzoni first, and then warm yourself up v'yischamin k'neged hamedura, and warm yourself up by the fire while you're still wet. Because in this situation, v'nei shemafshir mayim sh'olov, because you're going to make mafshirim the water that's on you. Pshara is a compromise. Mafshirim, mayim mafshirim, mefusharim is water that is a compromise. It's not hot, it's not cold. So here you were showering first in this cold water, and now when you stand by the medura, so it's going to heat it up a little bit. It's going to become lukewarm. It's going to become poshrim, and that's not allowed. So if you first went and heated yourself up, and now you go outside and you take a cold shower, that's allowed because that water will not be affected. But the other way around, if you first take the shower, the cold water is now going to become heated up when you go inside negative medura. That's Bryson number one. Price number two, Tana Rabbanon, Necham Odom Aluntis. A person is allowed to go and heat up a hot towel. In other words, you can take this Aluntis. Aluntis is a towel of some sort. And you'd go and take this. Rashi says, Tayula, it's a towel. Benirli Beged Shemistafkin Bo. This is some sort of a garment that you go use it like a sponge to dry yourself off. The Bechol Duchta Karile Aluntis. And this is what we call an Aluntis. So you can take this hot towel, and you can put this hot towel on your stomach on Shabbos. This is some sort of a refuah that doesn't look like a refuah, and therefore you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, because healthy people do this as well. However, but you can't take a urn of hot water, and that you're using as a medicinal thing that clearly is not allowed to be done. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. And the Gemara points out, don't do that on a weekday. Don't do this on a weekday as well, because on Shabbos you have an additional problem that it looks like refuah, but it's also dangerous. And therefore, don't do this on a weekday. Don't put a boiling hot urn on your belly, because it's going to burn you. And that would be a sakana, and you can't do that on a weekday. Not only, of course, can you not do it on Shabbos when there's an additional reason that it looks like refuah. Rashi brings down as well, Buvach lo yovi kumkum, he says, Shema yishbuchu olav, because the water may spill out, v'nimtza rochets b'shabbos v'chame, and you're washing yourself with warm water on Shabbos, and that is not allowed. Tosu says, Buvach lo yovi kumkum, he says, Pirish kolzman shaluntisham, it's while the towel is still there. Shema yiplu amayim aluntis, because he says that the water is going to then fall onto the aluntis, and you're going to come, v'asil de'schit, you're going to squeeze it out. Alternatively, inami lo yavi mishum refuah. That's what I mentioned before, because it looks like refuah. Because we are to shkika sammanim, and the rabbis forbade any type of refuah on Shabbos that's clearly being done for what looks like refuah purposes, because of the gzeira that you may come to grind spices and herbs, and this is more likely over here. Mibaluntis lo mechzik refuah. When you're pouring the kumkum over here, that looks like refuah. But the aluntis, people all the time put a towel on their belly, dry themselves off, clean themselves off. So therefore, that doesn't look like it's done for refuah purposes. Gemara continues, brings a third brayso. So Tana Rabbanon, maybe Adam kiton mayim imnichol kinegedam dura. Person is allowed to go bring a jug of water over here, kiton mayim, and put it next to the medura. Not on the medura, of course, but next to the medura. Not that it should heat up. Lo b'shul she'yechamu. Not that it should heat up. They're not allowed to boil water on Shabbos. Now, however you boil it. Ela b'shul she'tofik tzinosin. It was cold water. And you wanted to just make it a little bit less cold. So you wanted to make it lukewarm. So therefore, you're allowed to do this. You can put it near the Madura, but not, of course, on the Madura. Rav Yehuda disagrees. Rav Yehuda omer, mevio isho pach shel shemen umeinicho kinegra Madura. Rav Yehuda says you can bring a jug of oil and put that near the Madura as well. The Tanakhama obviously says you can't do that. The Tanakhama only says you can do it with water. You don't do it with oil. Rav Yehuda says not only with water you can do it, but you can even do it with oil. And again, lo bishvil sheyiv vashel, not because you want to cook the oil, that you wouldn't be allowed to do. Ella bishvil sheyiv shot, you want to just make the oil a little bit less cold. You want it to be just a lukewarm temperature. That's the opinion of Yehuda. And Rav Shimon Galil omer, isha socha yodo shemen. He says you have to do this in a shinui dika way. The woman puts a little bit of oil on her finger, and then she goes near the medura, and the oil on her finger will heat up, and then she can do with it, this oil, whatever she wanted to do with it. It wouldn't be so cold. And then she can put the socha livnor cotton. She can put a little bit of this oil on her son, which is Masamba, why she wanted the oil. So we don't have to be concerned over here that this is going to be chilul Shabbos in any way. Rashi explains over here that Rabbi Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel, only allows socha yado, I will have shiro bepach, to put the entire jug near it, kiderach, sha'osa b'chol, like you would do on a weekday, lo, upalagud Yehuda, and he's more makma over here than Rabbi Yehuda. So now, we have this three machlokas over here. The Tanakhama says you can bring the water and have it heated up a little bit near the Madura, but we don't know what he says in regards to the oil specifically. You have the opinion of Yehuda that says, no, not only the water, but you can even bring the jug of shemen and put it near the Madura and heat it up. And finally, you have Rav Shimon Gamliel says you can only do the oil with a shinoi, but you can't do it in the normal way that you do it on a weekday. So note that we didn't say exactly what the Tanakhama's opinion was in terms of the oil. We know what Rabbi Yehuda is. You can do it in a normal way. And Rabbi Gamliel says you have to do it with a shinoi. So Yibai Lula, he asks, Shemen Malu Tanakhama. What is the Tanakhama's opinion regarding the oil? He only said the water. So we have a machlokas over here. Similar to that the other day, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef against Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. We have the same thing again today. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the Amri Tervayu La Tera. Rabbi and Rav Yosef said that the Tanakhama is a more lenient opinion, and Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok Amar Liyisura. Rav Nachman Yitzchok says that it's a more machmir opinion. What is this? Rabbi and Rav Yosef Darmi Tavayelei Teiru, they say that the Tanakhama is even more makel than Rav Yehuda. They hold shemen, you're allowed to bring the shemen, afal pi sheyatzu lettuce bo mutter. The jug of shemen over here, even if it's going to heat it up to the point that it's yatzu lettuce bo, is the period that your hand will get burnt a little bit, and you have to pull your hand away because it's so hot. So even if the oil is going to reach next to the medura, yatzu lettuce bo, it's still allowed, because they hold, kesova the Tanakhama holds, Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi say that the Tanakhama holds, that by shemen, ein bo mishum bishul, that oil is not potentially involved in the isser of bishul. So you can't be over an isser bishul with oil. And therefore, what's the concern? If you bring the entire jug over and it doesn't only reach to the level of pshara, of poshrim, it even reaches the level of yatzu lettuce bo, it's permissible. That's what Rabba and Rav Yossi say is the Tanakhama's position. And Rav Yehuda disagrees. For us, Rav Yehuda lemeimer, no. Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. If you heat it up to yatzu lettuce bo, you'd be over an isser bishul. That's why I say you can only get it to the hefshero, lo zehu bishulo. You can make it a little bit warm. That's why I said you can bring it near the Madura to get to the point where it's poshrim, where it's a little bit lukewarm, but not to the point that it's going to boil. But that implies that hefshero, making it lukewarm, that's not considered bishul. Only real bishul, getting it to yatzu lettuce bo or higher, is called bishul. That's the opinion of Yehuda. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, also Rav Shimon Gamliel, lemeimar, no, hefshero is bishulo. If you get it to the point of even pshara of poshrim, so then that's bishul, and therefore you have to be stricter and only do it in a shinur dikur way. That's the understanding of the three machlokas going to Rabba and Rav Yosef, which we call lehetera, that the Tanakhama is the most lenient opinion. He says that there is no bishul at all. Rehudu is momachmi, he says that if you reach the level of bishul, then that is an issa daraisa. However, the level of pshara, that's not an issa daraisa, and therefore you can get it to the level of pshara of poshrim, hefshero lozehu bishulo, that isn't an issa over here. And Rav Gamliel is more machmer, he says that hefshero, that's the level of bishul, therefore you have to do it in a shinur dikur way. That's what we call lehetera. Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar Liyisura, he's more machmer, he says the Tanakhama, it says as follows: shemen afa pish ena yatzu lettuce bo asur. He says the shemen is going to be asur even if it doesn't reach yatzu lettuce bo. And the Tanakhama holds kesavar shemen yesh bo mishum bishul hefsheru zeh bishulo. He holds over here that the Tanakhama, that even reaching the level of hefshero would be bishul, and therefore don't bring it over at all. That's why you're not allowed to bring over oil at all. But also Yehuda lemeimar, Yehuda is more makel over here. Says no, hefshero zeh lo bishulo. Says if you reach the level of poshrim, that's not a problem, and that's why you can bring the jug over. And as long as you don't reach yatzu lettuce bo, you only reach poshrim, that's allowed. And also Rav Shimon Gamliel lemeimar, and Rav Shimon Gamliel comes along and says no, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. There is bishul. The hefshero zeh bishulo. And if in fact it reaches the poshrim level, that's bishulo, and that's why you must do with the shinui. And where it says, according to this though, what's the difference between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Tanakhama? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakhama. They both say that hefshero zeh bishulo. So, what's the difference? What's the three machlokas? So one says, no, ikar b'nayu kalachayat. No, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that you're allowed to go do this in a shinur dikur way. That's why you bring over the mother and she puts the oil on her finger and it heats up that way. That's allowed. And the Tanakhama would say that that's not allowed as well. So again, we have two different ways to learn this over here. Lehetera like Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, and Lisura like Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Amr Rav Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Echot Shemen ve'Echot Mayim, we paskin as follows. Whether you're dealing with oil or whether you're dealing with water, yatzel is wasser. If it reaches the temperature of yatzel, that's where your hand would have to be pulled back because it would be burned from it. So therefore, that is wasser. Ain yatzel lettuce bo, but if it doesn't reach that temperature, it just gets the poshrim, both of them are mutter. Shemen and water is mutter. Ve'Echidom yatzel lettuce bo, how much is yatzel lettuce bo? So Amr Rachva, Rachva tells us, a belly is much more sensitive on a child than it is in an adult. So if the belly of a baby would get burnt by this level of temperature, the post can say this is around 110 degrees Fahrenheit. So if you were to have a temperature over here of that high that it would burn a baby's belly, so then that's the temperature of yatzu lettuce bo. And Rav Yehuda paskins that this is both for oil and for water. You're not allowed to heat this up beyond, up to, not beyond the point of yatzu lettuce bo. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi tells us, Ma'aseh Shoya, Pamachas Nichnasdi Acha Rebbe LeBeis HaMechos. One time I was following Rebbe into the bathhouse, and it was on Shabbos, and Ubikashti LaNiach Lo Pach Shel Shemen Bambati, and I wanted to bring in a little jug over here of water, of oil rather, into the bathhouse, and in order that it would heat it up. Bamali, and Rebbe told me, nope, you're not allowed to do that. Tol b'chli sheni, you can't do this in a kli rishon. You can't do this in the bathhouse, which is a kli rishon. But go and take a kli sheni, and that's allowed, v'tein. So go and heat up this water over here in a kli sheni from the bathhouse. So take some water from the bathhouse and put it into another kli. Now, the water in the bathtub was a kli rishon. The water that you put it into now, into this second kli, is a kli sheni, and kli sheni ain't a mavashel. And therefore, there is no concern with doing this. This idea of a kli rishon is mavashel, kli sheni ain't a mavashel, is a very important concept in Hilchos Bishul. The big question obviously is, let's say you have soup on the fire, so that's in the kli rishon, and then you take a ladle. So if you take the ladle, so the ladle becomes a kli rishon while it's in there. So it could still be mavashel in the ladle. It's only when you pour it into the second cup, the soup bowl, that it's now a kli sheni. But the ladle itself, if it goes into the kli rishon, gets heated up by the kli rishon, the ladle becomes a kli rishon as well. In any event, that's not our discussion right now, but Rebbe allowed him to go and put the oil into, the jug of oil, into this kli sheni. Shmamina plus. The Gemara says we learn from here three things from the Hanhag of Rebbe. Number one, Shmamina, Shemen, Yesh bo mishum bishul, that there is a problem with heating up oil. We had a whole machlokas just now. Is there a problem with heating up oil or not? So number one, Rebbe holds that there is a problem of heating up oil. That's why he said you have to do it in a kli sheni. Number two, Shmamina, kli sheni and mavashel. Oh, kli rishon is mavashel, but Rebbe holds that a kli sheni doesn't have the ability to be mavashel. And number three, Yushmamina, have sheros el bishulo. It obviously wasn't going to heat it up so much. Yet, he was concerned that if you go above the point of poshrim, so that is in fact going to be an isser. So hefshero zehu bishulo. So you can't even heat it up to that point. That would be a concern if you did it in a kli rishon. Now, the Gemara questions, hechi ovid hachi, how was Rebbe allowed to do this? V'amar Rabbi Baruchan, v'amar Yochanan, v'chol mokum mutu laharer, chutz mi beis amerchot. Rebbe was teaching him a halacha over here in the bathhouse. Now, you're not allowed to teach halachas in the bathhouse. You're not even allowed to think Torah in the bathhouse. Because it says, b'chol mokum, every place you're allowed to learn Torah and think Torah, except in a bathhouse, mibes ha-merachot, or beis ha-kisi, in a bathroom. So isn't Rebbe going to be over teaching Torah over here in this bathhouse? How could he do this? Are you going to tell me, v'chitema b'loshun cholam, he didn't speak in Hebrew. He spoke in the local Aramaic tongue. He didn't speak in Hebrew. That has nothing to do with anything. V'amar, dvar mishol chol, secular things, things that have nothing to do with Torah, mutlam rilash kodesh. You're allowed to say them in a bathroom, in a bathhouse, in a place where you're not allowed to learn Torah, but you're allowed to speak Hebrew over there. You just can't learn Torah over there. And even learning Torah in English, shal kodesh, also liyamar b'lashon chol, to say it in a foreign language other than lashon kodesh, is also not allowed. It's the Torah that's not allowed, it's not the language. So the question returns, how could Rebbe go and teach Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi that you're not allowed to go and heat it up in a kli rishon, you're allowed to heat it up in a kli sheni? So Gemara says, no. If Rushem is Surah Shani, Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi was about to go put the oil into the bath, and that would have been mavashel. So even in a bathhouse, where you're not allowed to learn Torah, you're allowed to prevent somebody from doing an isser. So if Rushe, he was preventing him, Meisur, from doing an isser, that's allowed. If you see somebody's about to do an isser, the rice in the bathroom, you're allowed to say, hey, you're not allowed to do that. Even though it's, quote, teaching Torah, but it's Lef Rushe Meisur, that you're allowed. And I'll tell you that this is correct. Where it says, Teda. Once it was a story with the Talmud of Remeir. And exactly the same thing happened. He went into the bathhouse after Rav Meir, and he wanted to go and sweep up the floor in front of his Rebbe, Rav Meir, so it would be nice and clean. He wanted to wash the floor up over here. He was going to pour water over here on the floor, so it would be nice and clean for his Rebbe. No, so Rav Meir told him, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. So, he wanted to go and smear some oil over there on the floor, so it should be nice, fragrant for the Rebbe. Not allowed to do this on Shabbos, Rav Meir told him. So, clearly, Rav Meir was in the bathhouse, and yet he was telling him halachos. You see from here, Alma Afrushim Isur Shaine, to prevent somebody from doing an Isser, even in a bathhouse, even in a Beis Hakisa, you're allowed to do this. So too, just like over there, you're allowed to do it over here as well. Hochanan Afrushim Isur Shaine. Rebbe was allowed to tell Rav Yitzchok bar Avdimi, don't do these things, just like Rav Meir was allowed to tell his Talmud that was following him afterwards, you're not allowed to do these things. Even in a bathhouse, you could do this. Ravina adds additionally, he says, Shmamina Hamavash Bukhami Tverya Bishabis Chayev. You can see over here from Rebbe that the Chame Tverya, the hot springs of Tverya, on Shabbos are able to be Mavashal. That's why he didn't let him put him in the Kli Rishon. Dohamaisa the Rebbe, Liachazeru Haba, because this story that we had over here was after the Xera that the rabbi said, you don't use the hot springs of Tverya. And yet he told him, Amalei, Tol Bukhli Sheni Vitain. And You can put it into the Kli Sheni, and you can't do it in the Kli Rishon. So you see that the Rebbe holds that the hot springs of Tveria over here is included in the Gzeira against cooking on Shabbos. Where questions this? Is this really so? Or Rechista, Hamavashal B'chamei Tveria B'Shabbos Potter, it's not a Nisa D'Raisa, it's only a Nisa D'Rabbanon. So Gemara says, My Chayev Nami D'Komar, Makis Mardus. When Ravina said that you clearly see that Rebbe holds that Yechayev over here, he wasn't saying Chayev on Issa Daraisa, not Chayev of Achatas. He was saying that this person was going against what Chazal said. They said it's Potter of a Losser. So therefore, when he said he's Chayev, he means he's Chayev to get Makis Mardus. If a person goes against what the Rabbanim said, they have the right to give him Malkus. Even though it's not Torah Malkus, but going against the words of the rabbis is a very, very big problem. Again, it's a very sad day for Klal Yisrael today, when it's the day that the Petira of the Novominsk Rebbe, Reb Perlel Zatzal, Goyin Oilam, head of the Moetzes HaGedola, and it's a sad day for Klal Yisrael. Mitz Hashem, his Petira should be, he should be a male Yisrael, should follow Klal Yisrael. We learn the Gemara elsewhere, sometimes a Talmud Chacham Muflag dies, so it's a kapara for the whole world. The Novominsk's Petira should be a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael. We should no longer have this illness of COVID. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yirachem. Mitz Hashem, we should all have a Chag Kosher V'Sameach and a very healthy Yontif.